Hello again, and welcome to Coach's Corner with Peter Sanderson Dykes here on English Waves. This time I'll focus on a topic which often comes up in workshops, how to improve office communication. Many times I've heard this sort of anecdote. Somebody has an idea or a suggestion to make which is both really easy to understand and extremely useful for the company. And yet, for some strange reason, one of their colleagues does not understand. This may lead to frustration, a raising of voices, culminating in the person with a great idea saying something like, "But isn't it obvious?" I imagine you have been in such a situation once or twice, and it can be very uncomfortable if something is obvious for the boss, but not for you. And what about your obnoxious colleague who is only pretending not to understand, just to irritate you? The issue here is that people often believe that everybody thinks in the same way, is sensitive to the same imagery or metaphors. But of course, we aren't all like that. I recently read the very interesting book Open Mind by Dorna Markova, followed up by an excellent training session with Magda Gieck, which focused, amongst other things, on the way the brain works in interpreting language. I won't go into too many details about the difference between the reptilian brain and the prefrontal cortex, nor will I speak about beta, alpha, or theta waves, even though these things are very interesting. The key element is that people can be influenced by language which is either visual, auditive, or kinesthetic. This means, for example, that one person will say, "I see what you mean," while another might say, "I hear you," even though they think the same thing. Furthermore, while some people learn faster through hearing information, others prefer to read it. And some people prefer to share things by showing how they work, others prefer to speak about things. And this is probably one of the logical explanations for why some misunderstandings happen. Not because people are stupid or dishonest, but because their brain tends to function more frequently in one of these three modes. So, how can this improve office communication? Of course, there is no easy answer to that question, but at the very least it should lead us to the concept popularized by Jean-Claude Van Damme. Be aware. Your colleagues may respond faster to different images or words than you do. As a result, if you are transmitting a message, you need to make sure that it has been understood, rather than just assume that. The acronym I often use to get this point across is ANVE, or Assume Nothing, Validate Everything. And finally, a little bit of patience can go a long way too. Allow your colleagues the time to digest your message. Don't expect them to catch on within seconds. After all, you may need a little time to understand something too. In conclusion then, try to remember that as well as communicating in English, French, Spanish, or whatever your mother tongue or working language may be, we also communicate in visual, auditive, or kinesthetic language too. Backing up this knowledge with a little patience and some reformulating and validating should allow communication between colleagues to become a little easier, or at the least, less difficult. So, why not try out these techniques, see how they work for you, and then adapt them to your specific circumstances. This is Peter Sanderson Dykes of English Waves. Thank you for listening to Isn't It Obvious? Here on Coach's Corner.